Hello, it's Angel. For this pillow talk, I guess the word lonesome has been on my mind of recent days. I suppose I do feel alone, even though I am surrounded by people most of the time. Dozens of people that love and care about me, and obviously I have, you guys, but you can feel a type of loneliness even when you're surrounded by people, and I think that's just because there's something missing, or someone missing. I think about being in someone's presence, and you know how there's certain people in your life that just, when you're just around them, they make you happy, they put you in a mood, they put you in a great mood, and there's other people that you almost dread spending time with or seeing, or, you know, there's people at work or someone you run into at the store. And you're just like, and you just their presence, puts you in a different mood, puts you in a bad mood, makes you, there's something, even if they didn't say anything negative. I was going to go out to lunch the other day, and I pulled into the parking lot, and I saw this really obnoxious, familiar-looking vehicle. And I drove by and saw that it was the person I thought it was. And I didn't go into the restaurant. I mean, I was going by myself, so it was like I was meeting someone. I didn't go in. I went somewhere else because I just didn't want... I mean, it was very busy. The odds of me seeing her were rare. But if I would have saw her, I would have gotten sucked in and just... I really would have felt lousy, and not just about myself, but I would have just not felt in that great of a mood afterwards, and it was easier for me to not go in, to go somewhere else. And that's just like, I'll be in Starbucks, and I'll be waiting in line, and it is amazing how, if there's a cute guy in line, how easily my tall white chocolate mocha gets turned into a grande green tea. Like, real fast, no problem with changing that in my head of what I'm going to order. But, it's amazing how just someone's presence... And also how you can be surrounded by people and have people talking to you and checking in on you and going out and having a nice time, but you still kind of feel lonesome. Oh, at least I do. I'm missing a connection in my life, I guess. And it's not bad. I'm not, like, depressed or anything. I'm not, like, wallowing in it. But I do recognize it. I do see... what it is. Something just isn't right. It was funny. I went in to a very busy Starbucks to do some work and just sit and write. And I saw like my best friend from high school. We did everything together. I mean, she knew every deep, dark secret of mine. I knew everything about her. I mean, we just were really inseparable. And then in college, you go your separate ways. And we did. And we lost touch. And I saw her. And it was very busy. I don't think she saw me. And I sat down and I didn't say anything to her. I would have kind of been heartbroken. I'll admit it. I would have been a little hurt if she was like, had no idea who I was or didn't remember me. Cause you see that happen in movies and things like that where You know, someone goes and says, "Hey, do you remember me from school?" And then they don't. And I didn't want that. And so I just sat down and was writing. But it was strange because even just being near her, even though, you know, I wasn't going to talk to her, I wasn't looking at her or anything, but just knowing she was near, it was like, it was comforting. It made me remember, like, a time that I guess I didn't feel like I was missing a connection, that everything was kind of really good. It was nice. It really was. And then I was like, I started writing about it. I'm like, wow, this is really creepy, writing about a girl who's sitting behind you. I'm like, I don't mean to do that, so I'm going to stop now and do something else. But yeah, I am kind of amazed by that and craving it. You know, there's certain people you miss and you can, you know, that just being with them, even if you're not doing anything, those people that you just know are there. Even if you're not talking, if you're sitting beside each other reading, or that comfortable silence, I guess. I went on vacation this past June, and a group of us were sitting at a table eating lunch in a beautiful, beautiful restaurant, and just gorgeous. And it was a really nice restaurant, and there was this couple sitting across from us, and they didn't say a word to each other. They didn't look unhappy. They didn't say, I mean, because at that point I was kind of tuned in, and I was like, huh. And I wondered if it was the comfortable silence or if they were just together. But I remember thinking and hoping that it was just that comfortable silence, that they were just settling, you know, to be together. Or, you know, lots of things happen. You can just have little fights. But my mom always says that I like being alone, I love people, but I also enjoy being alone. And I was thinking about that, because you know how when your parent or someone that's known you for a long time watched you grow up, they have these assumptions about you. They have these, this is how this person is, and that's not actually the case. I don't prefer to be alone. I like quiet time, though. I like to sit and read. I like to sit and write. I like to create. I like to reflect. That makes me sound way deeper than I am. I'm not. But I do like quiet time. I guess it's like the same idea as some people that meditate. You know, they take that 20, 30 minutes out of their day and really center themselves, or work out, or, you know, everyone has their different things. But I do like that quiet time, and I think it would be so nice to have that comfortable silence. And not that I don't love talking. I love talking to people. I love having conversations. I love discussing hopes and dreams and thoughts, and I do to talk a lot, so I guess it's a strange mix, and maybe it's just certain days that I like that. But anyways, so I wanted to read some things for you. I have this, my my iPad when asleep, which I had it up on. Okay. So this is by Rumi, and he says, I want to see you, know your voice, recognize you when you first come round the corner. Sense your scent when I come into a room you've just left. Know the lift of your heel, the glide of your foot. Become familiar with the way you purse your lips, then let them apart. Just the slightest bit when I lean in to your space and kiss you. I want to know the joy of how you whisper more. And I really like that. Yeah, there's certain people's footsteps you just know. I think it's a childhood thing. Like, you know, I don't know, like when Dad was home, or the way someone goes up the stairs, if you know, you live in an apartment or something, and you hear somebody, you're like, well, that's that person. You learn those things, and I don't know that we ever recognize that. I mean, sometimes we do. But, I mean, that's, to think that someone cares about you enough to recognize the sound of your steps, that's pretty awesome. I mean, I think it's awesome. I don't know. You know, the way someone smells, that's always, once I know and have that memorized, the way someone smells or the way, the way someone smells like a man's cologne or something like that. Once I have that memorized, because I mean, you can know it, but it's not the same thing as smelling it on them. And to have that memorized, to know what they smell like every day. Yeah, that's a happy feeling to me. So. Yeah, those are, you know, all things about just the way being in someone's presence just can do so much to you, and it's kind of incredible how simple it is. At least to me, maybe I don't know if it is to anyone else. I have one more poem. I don't know if it has anything to do with what I just talked about, but I like it and I want to read it. So it's by Rudy Francisco. It's called Turning Tables. You are a sentence with no punctuation, a kaleidoscope full of colors I don't remember learning in elementary school. Your voice is a sound I've been looking for my entire life. Your face is the only sunrise worth setting my alarm clock to see. If I could, I would shapeshift into the first thing you think about in the morning just to make sure I wake up next to you. I love you in a language that I don't fully understand. In words I haven't hoarded enough courage to forklift out of my chest. I hear that karma is vengeful and also a light sleeper, so I've chosen to love you like this, quietly. I'll call your phone and hang up before it actually rings. Write you poems that you will never read. And when I see you in public, I'll stick my hand inside a bag full of things I haven't done since you left and pull out a smile. I'll say something like, hello, it's nice to see you, and keep walking. I think I've said this before, sometimes I'm not very good at saying why I like something. It's just a feeling I get, and I like this. And maybe I feel that way. I would assume that's why I like it. But I think going back to, like I said, missing it, some kind of connection in my life is what I'm assuming contributing to these little thoughts of lonesomeness. Not unhappy, just still looking for something. And, you know, I hope it's close. I think it is. I think so. But, it's... it's one of those things I don't want to be able to describe ever. I never want to be able to find the right words. I want to go, you know, my whole life without ever being able to understand it and always wanting more. So, if that makes any sense at all. But, I like thinking about the people in my life that when I'm around them, I'm excited. There's certain people in my family that I just love who I am when I'm around them. And then there's others that I dread and I'm like, oh my God, how do we share the same blood? But, and I have friends and even, you know, there's certain people, you know, there's certain people that go to, you know, at the grocery store, I'll see regularly or at Starbucks or at a certain store. And you kind of get a little excited I do at least, maybe I'm just a dork, but there, I was like, yeah, they're kind of cool. It's not any kind of attraction or anything. It's just, you notice a person that kind of makes you feel good. Even if they don't really talk, it's just something about them. So, all right. Well, I hope you're all very well. And I hope if you're trying to fall asleep, that you have very, very good dreams and very, very good night's sleep. So, take care, everyone. And I will talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.